This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
You know, it's also fascinating to me that one of the legislative challenges right now, in addition to the president and the budget and impeachment and tariffs and everything else, one of the other big things going on is changing the $20 bill. It's amazing. They are going to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. This was something that was decided a couple years ago. Now, first of all, I want you to hear two clips. This is CNN's Dana Bash, visibly upset now, visibly upset that a currency expert won't blame Donald Trump for the Harriet Tubman $20 delay. Now, Harriet Tubman was a suffragette. She's African-American, black American suffragette, and she was a Republican at the time. Of course, the abolitionists all were Republicans, and the pro-slavery Democrats. I just want to reemphasize that point to you in case you missed it. Anyway, this is fun. Take a listen.
You know, unfortunately, as much as my personal belief might lead me to be really excited about the idea of a woman and an important woman like Harriet Tubman, I'm not surprised by the delay. To be honest with you, any changes with paper money are very slow. For example, in 1913, they started talking about the idea of reducing the size of paper money, which at that time was much bigger than it is today, large size notes, and also changing the designs. And that took from 1913 all the way until 1929.
Okay, but that was 100 years ago.
And things are just as slow.
But really, like even in today's day and age, it should take 12 years to get a new currency, a new bill up and running. You think that the delay is legit?
I don't like that there's probably background reasons for it. And of course, that's a personal concern. I can also understand, though, that it is a slow process.
Now, the currency expert that she had on it is not a partisan person, and that's why she's saying, you know, my personal beliefs are not factored in here. Sarah Miller, the director of numismatics at Heritage Auctions. But Dana Bash is, or the CNN, whatever her name is, she's not having any of it. And she's saying now these things take time. This takes a lot of time. This isn't racism here. But The View, the ladies on The View, were having none of that. Oh, no, they've already decided this is racism. So they're all screaming here.
Treasury Secretary, little Stevie Mnuchin, said he's going to postpone the Obama-era initiative to put abolitionist Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill by the year 2020. He's pushing it to 2028. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he says it's over concerns about, you know, counterfeiting and security issues. But I'm sorry, every time you hold up a bill, you see the security strip. You see the watermark. So I don't think that's the reason, Steve.
No.
I think you're not being...
I don't think the American public believes him either, for whatever it's worth.
Well, wasn't this one of the things that Obama wanted to do?
This is one of the things Americans wanted
done. They voted overwhelmingly.
People voted for it.
Can we not make this political on either side? Because like you said, this was something that was overwhelmingly supported on both sides.
Yeah.
She's an American icon. Who was
This is not a Republican problem. This is Trump and Mnuchin.
Yeah, this is them in particular.
This is in particular. And I thought
it would be a way to unite the country and celebrate something good. So I don't understand why, for that reason alone, we can't put it aside.
Do you think it could be a dog whistle to his base?
There you go. Boom.
So.
Dog whistle. Because I'm sure lots and lots of people are every time they look at their $20 bill, they're hoping there better not be a black Republican on my bill. We got enough Republican abolitionists on our bills. We need more Democrat slave people. Okay, 855-839-1210. Mm-hmm. Hang on, my wife is asking me something.
Uh-oh, this is important.
Hang on.
Well, you look at that, by the way.
Yes, and also the cracked pipes, and they have to figure out where that other sprinkler head goes.
Oh.
Okay.
Who's their garden?
No, somebody else. So, yes, I think having a black Republican abolitionist on the bill is definitely, I mean, I don't know about you, but at those Klan meetings, they got a lot of 20s in the room. You ever see them whip out all their $20 bills? They got a lot of them. The neo-Nazis love the 20. They love the $20 bill. Okay. Yes, Dawn.
Now, are you cynical that, so this was, it was an Obama-era initiative, but the Obama administration put it off to 2020, an election year.
Because he was a racist. You see, Dawn, Barack Obama was a racist, and he didn't like the fact that Harriet Tubman was a black Republican suffragette. So after they told him that, he went, well, I guess put it off to 2020. I didn't know she was a Republican. Nobody told me. Oh, yeah, you know, your party, sir, was the party of slavery.
It was?
Yes, you know that. Remember, you're a constitutional professor?
I am.
So that's, you see, that's what people don't realize, that Harriet Tubman was a Republican suffragette. Republican. Like Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of
times.
Both
in this area.
And there's lots of people who are, who, if they saw her face on the $20 bill, they go, I was just about to use this to buy tiki torches to go marching in Charlottesville, but I won't use this $20 bill. And every time they pull out the 20, the way it is now, they go, I love that president. I hear that dog whistle every time I crinkle that $20 bill. First of all, who even has money anymore? Can we ask the obvious question? Who even has dollar bills or $20 bills anymore?
I do.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I don't even use cash anymore, to be honest with you. I can't even tell you who's on the $10 bill. Who the hell's on the $10 bill? I forgot now.
What, Hamilton?
Is it Hamilton?
Is
that the guy they named the play after? I know this, though, Dawn. I know that it still is not nearly as queer as a $3 bill. Or was it a $2 bill? What's the one that Archie Bunker used to say?
$2
bill.
$2. Why don't they just make a new bill? Is that, would that even take more time?
Yeah, I would probably imagine so. They should make $1 million bill.
That'd be awesome. With your new contract, you could really
Yes. Oh, yeah, because I work in radio, and you know how generous they are. Yes. How about the $1 million bill with Bernie Sanders' face in it? Because you know what?
Awesome.
I have a story here, which I will get to next week, and this is the headline. Ready? The secret of Bernie's millions. Yes, Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. Did you know that?
Yes.
And Bernie is a millionaire despite the fact that he's only actually worked in the public sector. The Sanders tax returns tell the tale. From 2015 to 2018, their total income went from $240,000 to $1.5 million.
Wow.
Yes. Now, Jane Sanders, who's under federal investigation, and as Bernie hopes, that broad's headed to the clink, and I'll be a free man to enjoy my ways. But Bernie's millions, and there's lots of houses here and everything like this. So, yes, I'm sure that we'll get into that more in detail next week, and you will learn a lot.
Poor public servant.
Just a poor public, nothing but a poor, corrupt public servant. That's all. Like in Casablanca. All right, now, nobody really cares about the controversy over the Harriet Tubman dollar bill, but it's once again just another way to make people angry at the president, even though the president of the United States is not telling Steve Mnuchin to can it, which, you know, I guess theoretically he could do, but he's not trying to do that now, is he?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.